Welcome back to Figuring Out Fanfiction on the third episode of this season. Thanks for tuning in. I was browsing through some fanfiction websites recently, just peeking through, browsing some old things that I used to like to read, when I remembered that an old piece of mine, something I had written probably like 4 years ago now, had been translated into Mandarin some time ago. The author was really sweet, asking if they could translate it so they could easily read my piece in a language that they're more comfortable with. I really appreciated it. I gave a very enthusiastic yes. And I just thought it was really sweet. But at the same time, something occurred to me as I was reading through the piece in Mandarin. What's it like to be a fanfic reader and writer who can navigate multiple languages? It's incredibly easy to find things to read in English, but I can't say the same for other languages. So I decided to seek someone out who has a similar experience. And luckily enough, through a friend of mine, I was able to find that someone. So today's guest comes from across the world, where she's currently in France. Judy Fatol is from Strasbourg, and she just graduated from the French and Francophone master's program at Syracuse University, where she was a teaching assistant. Her passion lies in teaching French and English, and she's about to start another master's program in France aimed at becoming an English teacher within the country. So she's been reading and writing fiction for about as long as she can remember, and now she's here to talk today about fan fiction in different languages. So welcome, Judy.
Thank you.
So I wanted to start off by saying you returned back home to France recently, right?
Yeah, it was less crazy than last time I came back to France. But yeah, I just got home 3 days ago, I think.
Okay. And has your community kind of opened up a little bit now that, you know, it's June 2021 and, you know, the pandemic is, well, more vaccines are becoming distributed?
Mm-hmm. It's just started. I think they just stopped the curfew that was at 6 for like 6 or 7 months, something. And now they've opened museums and stuff like this. So this is super exciting too. I feel super privileged because I left in January because I did last semester at home. And then I left in January for Syracuse. And back when I left, everything was closed. And then I came back from the US where everything was kind of opened and I got vaccinated back there, et cetera, et cetera. And now everything is open in France. So I'm like the most privileged person in my surroundings, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. And that's good that, you know, at least you're getting settled and everything. Are you recovered from the jet lag?
Yes, barely. Okay. But honestly, I couldn't complain. Like I discovered melatonin last year. And it saved my life.
Well, to start off with what we are about to be talking about, how long have you been reading fan fiction, or how did you first come to contact with it?
So I'm like trying to think about the first time that I read fan fiction, and I can't really figure it out. It was probably around elementary school, I think, but it was called the Skyblog, and it's like, I would compare it to MySpace most accurately. And it's like, yeah, it was like an entire, you know, website where you could create your own blog. A bunch of French people were on there. And I think it's really through Skyblog that I discovered like fanfiction and just like the community also of fanfiction writers.
Did you have like a preference for what fandoms you tended to read?
It started, I think, with Naruto, just because it was, I think, the most accessible from what I was reading. I always read a lot of fiction books, but, you know, Harry Potter wasn't much of a thing back then. I think it started like end of my elementary school for me. And but before that, Naruto was very much like, in terms of accessibility, it was everywhere in school libraries and stuff like this. You could find it. And I had a few friends that knew about it. And so on the internet, I found like some Naruto fanfics, and Harry Potter, I think, came really quick after that. And then One Direction was like my big thing in high school.
Did you ever, or when did you start reading or writing English fanfiction?
So this was really in high school. It was through a friend who was in the One Direction fandom, and he was a few years 3 years older than I was, and he just told me, like, girl, you need to read English fan fictions on Tumblr because this is ridiculous what you're doing right now. Because I was still on Skyblog, and Skyblog is kind of, it was a great space. I love, and I still like, I'm very much nostalgic of this time, but it was also very much, very childish in some kind of ways. It was a lot of quick fanfics that people would just write out. Not a whole lot of things that you could find on Tumblr back then. And even on fanfictionpoint.net or archives of our own, it was very different what was on Skyblog. It was very much, yeah, I guess MySpace would be a good version of it. It's like, it's childish, it's to have fun. And some were very serious, but mostly it was saying that. But like, in terms of literary, like, it wasn't very, the stories, the characters, and all of this, you can really get involved in that in a way, in the same way that some Tumblr fan fictions people got involved in, and then it was like almost a fandom for the fan fiction, instead of for the work that it that was inspired that inspired the fan fiction in itself. I don't know
Right.
if I'm making sense.
Do you think there are any other major differences between fan fiction in French versus English, or just fan fiction and maybe in other languages versus English?
French and English, I think the main thing, and I've talked about this with friends as well, because a friend of mine did a paper on that for her linguistics class, actually. For me, the main thing is really the language in itself, the literature, like the style of writing. Because in French, more so back in the days, which makes me sound really old, but middle school, high school, the slang in French fan fiction was very French. It was super, stuff that everyone kind of heard, and less inspired, like less influenced, I would say, by American culture and internet slang than it is today. Like, I can, we always say, and a lot of people talk about it, that, internet slang is borrowing from African American vernacular, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really interesting to see how French slang for young people nowadays, even on TikTok, will borrow from this, this language as well. You really find French people like that do not speak a word of English using entire words from this. And it's really, really jarring sometimes. And you see that in fan fictions as well. Whereas like back in the days, it was very, very French. And France has a thing in terms of publishing, in terms of writing also, that in translation also, that we over liter, I'm not finding the term, but like, we try and make things more formal sometimes in the language. And you find that in fan fictions back then, or like, we try to make things very, very French, even if in fact, like in fan fictions that were set in, for example, for One Direction fan fictions that were set in high schools, American or British high school, you would find stuff that was so, so very French that you would never find in in an English fan fiction. So I think for me, that's really the language that's different in fan fiction in French or English.
Do you think there's a major difference in availability in fan fiction in French versus English?
I think this is a great question, because we you would imagine that, French fan fiction have less, you have less access to them, right? But actually, even though there's a lot more English fanfics, there's a lot of French people that I know that write in English, that publish in English. I think that French fan fictions are pretty much everywhere. It's just that there's less of them. Fanfiction.net, for example, is filled with French fan fictions, and this is kind of where I went to before discovering English fan fictions. There's fan fiction websites that are only in French. A lot of them are from like the Harry Potter fandom. Yeah, lots of websites are just like fully francophone. And then, AO3 has like French fan fictions. Wattpad, I think, has a lot of French and Spanish fan fictions. I have a few friends that read in Spanish, and they go through Wattpad a lot. And then in Twitter, even nowadays where like Twitter AU are like a huge thing, there's a lot in English. There's a lot that come from French people writing in English, but there's a lot also still that are made in French. So I think it's really, it's you have to look for them. it's harder to find, but they're very much here. I used to go to a lot, and they're still like I checked last week and they're still very much like active. That's a good question. I haven't checked, so I wouldn't be able to say, but I think there's a strong chance that it is. Yeah, because Harry Potter for me, it's a different word. It's the OG for me in many ways. I don't know if you feel that at all, but we talked about availability of fan fiction. Harry Potter is everywhere. Like even nowadays in AU, like Twitter AU, that for me is like the most like the newest version of fan fictions. Like thinking about going on Twitter and then you find like a text fan fiction that's there and like in thread and all of this. Like knowing that there's some that are only made about Harry Potter characters in French, it feels like, you know, it never ended.
And is that because there's a huge Harry Potter fan base in France altogether?
Probably, yeah, for
Okay.
sure. And also like the TikTok
Oh, yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Very true. I mean, I've been talking about this with a few other people, and I've touched on it a little bit with some guests. I'm guessing you're on TikTok then.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild to see how young people, well, okay, that. I've said this again and again, like that makes me sound old, but
I know.
I'm in my early 20s and my youngest sister is 17 and she's on TikTok as well. And her perception of Harry Potter fan fiction is from TikTok.
Like even last year, for example, I was talking to students about it, American students, and I was like, hey, Harry Potter, blah, blah, blah. And a few of them, I think maybe two in the class knew or read the books or saw the movies. And it was just like, oh, maybe it's over. Like maybe this is the end. And even in France, like a lot of my brother is turning 18 soon. And none of the people that he knows have watched Harry Potter. Like not fan fictions necessarily, but like just memes or stuff like this about Harry Potter that he would have never known before. Like it's really surprising.
No, and it's also wild to me. So I've also mentioned this to people listening, that I've also definitely mentioned this on past episodes. When I was about 16, I got caught reading fan fiction by my mom and I got into trouble because of it. And my mom, finally, I just decided to explain to my mom what fan fiction was, and she fell into a rabbit hole and now she reads Harry Potter fan fiction.
This is incredible.
She's like, I love my mom. Mom, if you're listening to this, please, I mean this lightheartedly. But she's like in her 50s and she reads fan fiction pretty regularly now. But she also is exposed to TikTok through my sister. And so I'm pretty sure she's seen some Harry Potter TikToks. And
This is
she's like not on
incredible.
TikTok at all, which I think speaks to how pervasive TikTok culture is now.
Absolutely.
Moving back to, on text fan fiction specifically, and moving more towards the communities, do you think there's also a difference between the fan fiction community that writes in French versus the ones who write in English?
Once again, I think I'm gonna go back to saying that this difference that for me existed for sure. Like again, middle school, even high school, like all throughout high school. So that was like, this is gonna make me sound so old, but that was like 7, 8 years ago. Like for sure, back then, French and Francophone fandoms were very much like they were influenced, they existed in the same spheres, kind of, but it was very much French and Francophone. Like we had our own jokes, we had our own lingo. It was less merged together, but then like through I think Twitter changed a lot. Like Twitter for me is the beginning of kind of like the TikTok thing that we're seeing right now, in like a smaller version, because it really really merged fandoms in a way that wasn't done before. And then Tumblr I think evolved in a way that, you know, a lot of French people that didn't necessarily speak English or something like this just got to know all of these lingos and so nowadays I feel like the fandoms are very similar. Like even I couldn't really say for sure because I'm not in as much involved that in fandoms as I was before in communities and French communities more so. I'm like kind of removed from this. From what I see, it's very similar. Back then also one of the things that I kind of that made me stay with like the English side of fan fiction was kind of like the career aspect of it. It was definitely like more, I think one of your guests talked about this, like the side of Tumblr that is more liberal and stuff like this. So this in the French side, for me, for what I saw, especially on Skyblog and stuff like this, it was very much backward, which is, it's very French. Again, like, it wasn't, French evolved, I think, slower than America did in that sense. And so back then, it was freeing for me to see like all of those queer works and stuff like this in the English side of the fandoms. Whereas nowadays, you know, there's one of my favorite author that I still read is an author that in all of her works, she makes Drago trans. And that's just the way that she sees, because she's a trans woman and that's just normal for her. And I just love this. And it just, it makes a lot of sense to me why nowadays, like, fandom merge and just fan fictions is not that different whether or not it's in French or in English, because a lot of people that will write in French, they also write in English.
You mentioned that you read English fan fiction more nowadays, and you talked a little bit, it's because it also helps you practice English, but do you actually have a preference for which language you read in?
I do mostly like reading in English. Outside of the practice, there's some stuff that for me is cringy in French. I don't know how to explain it. I talked to a few French friends about this, but it's like there's just entire parts of French language that just in reading fan fiction, it feels disgenuine in a way that English language isn't. And I don't know if any, I haven't spoken to anyone that is in French about this, like whether or not reading in their you know, their mother tongue feels more natural than reading in English, but it's just like it's a thing for French people, I think.
Interesting. I mean, I would love to find out, and if anyone out there is listening and would like to talk about this with me, you know, how different it is compared to people who speak Mandarin Chinese and are on the fan fiction community, or people who speak Spanish, you know, because I kind of get that, you know, it's definitely more comfortable at times to read in your mother tongue. But I also get that sometimes it's kind of inverted. You know, for instance, I speak Filipino and Spanish. Filipino is my native, it's my native tongue and I grew up speaking it. But when I moved to the United States, I started speaking Spanish more often because I took a lot of classes in Spanish and many of my friends were Spanish speakers. And now I'm not a native speaker, but I'm so comfortable in the language that sometimes when I move back to, or when I visit my hometown, I have to get used to speaking Filipino again.
Yeah, that's fair. That's the whole like code switching thing that, you know, you, because when you borrow, for me, when you borrow, not really borrow, but like when you embrace a language, you also embrace like some kind of your personality that like go with the language, and it's kind of weird to go back in a way. But it's so interesting. There's so much to do with like languages and how we compartmentalize in our brains, like who we are in what language.
Right. Well, Judy, this was fantastic. You have truly enlightened my mind today, and maybe I'm going to go challenge myself and look for fan fiction in Filipino and see what's out there. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy your upcoming master's program, and hopefully if I ever find myself in Strasbourg, I'll be sure to reach out.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Judy's experience is unique as someone who is bilingual, where she lives and thinks in two different languages. Therefore, she resides in two different fanfiction communities. Is one better than the other? Not at all. There is that standing point, though, of that abundance of fanfic written in English. I wonder still what that might be like for someone who speaks in a language even less common than French, like my own native tongue. And what about readers who don't speak English at all and rely instead on the minimal amount of pieces written in what they can understand and speak? These were some of the questions that still are going through my mind. So if anyone has their own thoughts or experiences, I'd love to hear about it. If you want to reach out or ask any other questions, you can reach me on figuringoutfanfiction@gmail.com or DM me on figuringoutfanfiction on Instagram. Thanks for listening in today. I hope you learned as much as I did. Tune in next week.